This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so friends say it's the real deal, Z. Oh my God, I called you Z.
What you mean?
It's like the olden days when I used to call you just Z. DZ.
Use the last name only.
I reverted to the olden days. And I went, hey, Z. No, friends are saying it's the real
crazy
deal.
Crazy how I just answered and assimilated. I was like, what up?
You knew.
People still call me Z. It's okay.
It's like when people call me Allison. I still respond. Do you know what I mean?
You still respond.
But
you
it's not my, my main still name. Respond. Yeah, but I'll still turn and go, what? What do you want? What do you guys need? All right.
I'll look.
You did.
I'll look.
Let's talk about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for a second, because friends are saying this is the real deal for him and that they're all still a little shocked by the whole thing because he's actually dating the Taylor Swift. Could they stop putting her on a pedestal and just make them equals if they're going to be together?
Stop giving this person the God complex.
Yeah.
Stop putting them on, stop making them the person. Don't do that.
I get it that she is on top of the world right now, but his friends and him should not be treating her. They should be treating her like everybody else, right?
You know what it is? Childish men.
Yes.
And athletes at that, they're going, he's dating Taylor. He's dating Taylor.
I just don't want him to be fangirling.
Sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
Well...
But they're playing it up. The bros are playing it up for him, and they're giving him a hard time. They might not actually be as like, oh my gosh, but they're going to play it up like everybody else is and give him that grief that he deserves. Boy, I knew that. Ooh, look.
I don't know what it is with these two. They make me want to be in love, and Allie never says that on this show ever, but I watch them together, and I go, oh my God, I want to be them. I'm telling you, love sucks, but you know what? I watch those two together, and I'm like, oh, they're so cute. There's hope for some of us.
Karma is a guy on the Chiefs.
Well, I'm waiting for the guy on the Chiefs, okay? Where the hell is he? It's not fair.
Said, I'm just waiting on Patrick Mahomes' divorce, baby.
I mean, hey, come on now. He's not my type now.
What you said? You said, because why you like Kane Brown? Patrick Mahomes, they look very similar.
No, I think Kane Brown's way hotter. If you're going to pick a football player for me, you might as well pick someone in my age range. I'm a Tom Brady kind of gal if I got to pick and marry somebody.
Ooh, TB2. He is available.
Who wouldn't take Tom Brady? Let's be real. The hottest guy. It's on.
Man, my wife will date Tom Brady
right now.
Remember
when Aaron Rodgers was hot? You wanted me to really bring up a blast? Remember when he was good looking? When?
Yeah, I plead the fifth. I don't remember that at all.
Yikes.
Name a time.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Yeah, buddy. Buenos dias. Wepa, wepa.
Working on my Spanish. How are we doing today, dad of two now?
We're doing. You know, we're doing. It's okay, man. I'm
Tell
not
the truth.
It's a great day. It's a great day. Were
you up all night?
We're a little annoyed. We're a little bothered.
Fair.
We went to the doctor yesterday. And it wasn't necessarily what we wanted to hear.
What?
Right?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not in a bad way.
Wait, what?
Not in a bad way. I know. I'm not one to always just say something like that, but it wasn't what we wanted to hear. And we had a little bit of a long night, but it's because we're shortening the gap between something.
Okay.
You know, yesterday we had our 2-week appointment with Denison, our newborn.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the doctor, and they were like, yeah, well, to be honest with you guys, he hasn't gained the weight back that we would have liked to have seen him gain back by now. It's not bad. It's nothing of concern, but we want him to be closer back to his, birth weight, blah, 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 yada,
this is
yada,
a common
yada.
Thing with
short,
babies. That,
he's not back to his birth weight.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's common. They lose weight because they're not getting, milk or whatever, if you're a lot of times, and then they gain it back, right? But they have to watch, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have to monitor because at first they're like, okay, we'll judge his feeds by his, schedule, by his cues.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go 4 hours just chilling. laid out, sleep, not really bothered. Like, so we're like, okay, 4 hours feels like a lot. We're definitely not going 5 hours. But when we got to the doctor, they're like, you guys should really strictly go every 3 hours.
Wake them up.
Maximum.
DZ.
Even if you got to wake them up.
Okay,
even
I forgot.
You got to wake them up.
I forgot about this phase in newborn life is when you have to wake. If they don't wake up, you wake them up, which is it sounds crazy. Uh-huh. You don't wake up a sleeping baby, but you literally do in the first few weeks because you're trying to get them the food in them. Oh, I forgot about all.
Right.
Look at the things you forget about. God.
The rule of thumb, don't wake up a sleeping baby, does not apply right now because mm-mm. they literally told us, wake up that sleeping baby.
Yeah.
So we're doing okay. We've been waking up the sleeping baby, getting them extra feeds because they want to see us back at the end of the week just to kind of recheck in, see if he has gained some weight. So
what do you mean has he? He was a chunk when I was holding him.
Chunk.
What do you mean he's losing weight? I'm like, this boy is eating.
Well, he's not losing. Like, he's still at a healthy weight. He's still good. He just hasn't gained the birth weight back. Like, they wanted to see him at least back at birth weight or more. So he's like 5 ounces short of his birth weight. Aww. So we're like, okay, let's get you some extra feeds.
Yeah.
Let's get you some extra milk. Let's do all the extra things.
Yep.
Because you'll be weighing 10 pounds by Friday, big dog. You bet your buns, my boy.
You really could. You really could. Now you've got a challenge. Now you've got it.
Challenge accepted. I'm out here trying to feed and feed and feed and feed.
I hope you didn't leave the doctor appointment, though, too defeated, because, you know, a lot of this is like, you know, it's not, I don't want to say normal because it's stressful, but it's normal. You know what I mean?
Normal.
You're going through stuff that sucks, but it's scary because you just want him to be healthy and happy and the perfect weight, right?
Yeah. No, we're good. We're confident just because we also got to talk with us. Some of their specialists, you know, on the feeding schedule, what we can be doing, something to make it a little bit easier on baby, something to make it easier on mom. Like right now, it's still like a learning process for both of their bodies to adjust to one another. So we get that. Is it annoying? Yeah. Are we going to stick on it and stew on it? Nah, it's all right.
Okay,
it's
good.
All right. As long as little man is good and healthy and everything is good. His eyes look good. His ears look good. His body look good. His head is fine. Head shape is amazing. The doctor says he's probably ready to start working in the next month or two. So I'm like, oh, bet. So we good.
He's ready to come work at Kiss FM. Get that boy a job. What
like,
are we doing?
Well, we jumped the gun. We jumped the gun. He was on air yesterday.
That's true. It was the best day ever when Danny joined us on the air yesterday. I'm not going to lie. Okay, well, so the doctor appointment was not what you hoped for yesterday, but we're going to make it better.
No.
You're going to feed him. And coming up next, we're going to talk about why you're less stressed at home, right? The one gadget you have that has changed your life. It's what? What were you going to say?
I'm going to say. And I was going to say, and it's not like the most stressful thing I even got to worry about. You know what I mean? Like the most stressful thing as a new parent for me, I feel like is a wash just because of what you just said. What we got.
There's something DZ has in his house. He's going to tell us about it next. And we're also going to talk to you about your favorite baby gadgets. Game changers. All right. We'll talk to you next. You need some sleep, friend. It's nothing like having a newborn. Let me tell you.
Only one getting some sleep around here is the newborn. What are you talking about?
Which we just found out. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So DZ was just talking about what a interesting appointment you had yesterday at the doctor with the baby Danison.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't gaining the weight he should be, but you're going to start waking him up and feeding him.
Still a couple ounces shy, but that's exactly what we're doing. Going to wake him up for the week early and keep doing it, honestly, past this week. But at the end of the week, the doctor wants to see us just to make sure his weight's on fleek, as the kids would say.
On fleek. Well, somebody else went through. You're killing me right now. You're not that old, DZ. You, right now, we have somebody on the phone who went through the same thing as you, and you know who it is. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what? I feel your pain, DZ. I feel ya.
Aww.
You feel me? I appreciate that, Amanda.
I feel you.
Did you go through this, Amanda?
So, what do you mean you went through the same thing, though? Yeah.
Yeah, with Savannah, the same thing where she was under the birth weight. Like, she was having issues gaining weight. So, we ended up having to keep going to doctor's appointments, too, and staying up at night, and I wanted my sleep, so.
You're
like, girl, you better start gaining some weight.
Screw this baby. I know I'm supposed to take care of it, but I am tired.
Yeah.
She will eat what she eats.
Listen, I love you, kid, but.
No thanks.
For real, though.
But what helped me is that the doctor told us that kids, like babies, will like eat what they need to eat. They won't overeat. So once I realized that, I'm like, oh, you're going to eat whatever you want to eat then.
Ah. Oh, yeah, because they do actually throw up if you give them too much. They spit up. I never thought about that kind of, you know, take on it. Because why don't we do that?
Some babies are like goldfish.
Why don't we do that as adults, though? Why don't we stop eating? She said, we don't overeat as kids, just adults.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know. Hey, listen. Sometimes I'm feeling like this man is overeating, but it's like you put an ounce and then another ounce and another ounce. And that's on top of like the 3.5 ounces we've already given him. So are we supposed to be giving this man 6-7 ounces? Or are we supposed to be giving him the recommended 3-4 ounces like y'all be saying? Because y'all say every baby's different, but yet you guys are telling us to wake him up every 3 hours, no matter what we're doing, to feed him like every other baby. But how is every baby different?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a pediatrician. I just would say give him whatever the doctor says and move on with your life. And hopefully you hope for the best. I think he's going to be all right. Yeah, he's going to be all right.
He'll be fine.
Amanda, thank you for calling, though. Listen, appreciate you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Congrats,
love you.
Love you. Love you back. Thank you. Appreciate you. Yeah, nah, it's one of those things where, like, you sit there and you dwell on all the things that could be going wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, little man got a little congestion going on right now, literally. Like, he's got, like, a cold, let's call it, right? But with a baby, you got to be careful because this is RSV season.
Right. Everybody is sick. Everybody is sick right now. And you didn't even tell him the gadget that you have that you love. We didn't talk
about
it.
That's right.
Well, I know. DZ's tired.
Speaking of being sick.
He hasn't slept, okay? He forgot.
speaking of being sick, there's a monitor that takes like the guesswork and all of the worry about that. All the parents out there are going to understand when I say the breathing check. When you go into that room or when you're looking on the camera and you're doing the breathing check on your baby, making sure they're still alive.
Yeah.
Making sure that it's still happening. We don't got to do that anymore. I mean, we still do, but we don't have to do that anymore because we got, I don't know if you've heard about it, the Owlette baby sock. It's an Owlette baby monitor. It's basically a oxygen and pulse radar.
I only know this because of you.
Foot. It's a little like, oh yeah, I showed it to you. I showed it to you. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a game changer of a device, yo. Like in real time, you get to track their sleep. You get to track their oxygen rate. You get to track their breathing beats per minute. And it's going to give you detailed information about how good it was. Not just like, oh, they're breathing. They're okay. It's going to give you percentages and track it throughout the time that they're wearing it. So anytime, say your kid's asleep or your kid may be under the weather when they get a little bit older, all you got to do is pop that sock on them. And you know that it's going to take care of your kid's vitals, basically, and alert. If there is anything that ever goes wrong, it takes that guesswork out.
You may get mad at me. I think it's excessive because I didn't have these. So to me, it's like the old woman in me is like, you don't need every gadget in the book to make sure your kid's breathing. But I get why after your traumatic experience with Sammy, why you would be paranoid about them breathing all the time and like their heart rate and all that because of what you've been through. I feel like you're going to make them.
Our first son,
they're going to be like 20 years old. You're going to be like, let me feel your heart rate. Come here. I want to make sure you're good. Yeah.
I'm just that type of parent, but it doesn't feel excessive because answer me this. How many times did you go in that room and check on Owen Hudson's breathing?
I did, for sure. I did. I don't remember, honestly, you know, at this point.
Put the finger under their nose.
100 times.
Stare at their chest.
A lot.
All I got to do is pop up an app now. Yeah. I don't got to, one, disturb his sleep.
I'm saying it's wild because you're telling me his heart rate, his all these things. Like, all I did was put my finger in against his nose and you're like, yo, I got his stats, baby. Like, it's amazing what technology can do. It's crazy.
I don't gotta worry about it. And I love stuff like that. Like, I'm a little, like, information nerd when it comes to little things like this. So if I'm going to be able to see that my son from 1:57 a.m. until 2:27 a.m. was wide awake and then fell back asleep from then until about 5:40. Perfect.
Awesome.
For whatever reason, I want to know that. I don't care how accurate it is. It seems accurate enough.
Somebody's texting
in. For a parent that went through that trauma of like watching your son's breathing rap, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you went through a lot.
It's amazing. It's amazing not having to worry about your baby's oxygen.
That's fair. I think parents can relate to that. Are you breathing? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning, my friend. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going.
It's going.
We're progressing. We're all right.
We're doing all right. You know, so today is technically, today is Tuesday, DZ.
Tuesday.
Technically Tuesday, but every Monday you might hear us do something called Money Mondays on Kiss FM. And the reason we're doing it today on a Tuesday is intentional, because I wanted to bring up to the crowd that let's not forget that it is Giving Tuesday. Do you know what Giving Tuesday means, everybody? It means we're done with Cyber Monday.
I'm unfamiliar.
We're done with Black Friday. We're even done with Small Business Saturday. We are now giving back in other ways, okay? And the best part of giving back is you could claim it on your taxes. You're welcome. So I love Giving Tuesday.
Wait.
Any money? Wait, what? Don't you ever go to like a Goodwill and they're like, here's a, do you need a tax form?
Okay. I'm following.
So you have a receipt. So you have a receipt to prove that you gave back, and then your taxes, you either get more back. It affects your taxes and how much money you get back or don't get back.
That's actually really smart, because you know the number of things that we just drop off at Goodwill, and then when they ask, I'm always like, oh, no, thank
you're
you.
You're like, no need to put this on my taxes. I just donated a few things. But if you donated $1,000 worth of things, imagine, you could claim that on your taxes because you gave that back.
In the move, we've easily donated over $1,000 worth of things. Now I'm wondering, should I go back? Should I get these receipts?
Yes.
Hold on. Money Monday on a Giving Tuesday sounds like a genius idea. Allie, dang it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And all you have to do, if you got audited, you'd have to be able to prove it, right? But what are the odds? I mean...
Go find it at Goodwill. I'll tell you what was mine. Yeah,
Honestly. You
find it at Goodwill. I'll let you know what I donated.
Save Money Mondays are brought to you by Landmark Credit Union, banking made easy. And I just want to say it's Giving Tuesday, so give back today, and then you can claim it on your taxes. That's my advice today. You're welcome.
Boom.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, every day a problem is presented, and I'm kind of excited about today's problem because, well, DZ is the one. He's the one with the problem today, so we're going to give you advice. It's you.
Me.
You're the problem. It's you.
Exactly.
All right, so what's going on? I heard it's a neighbor problem.
It is a neighbor problem, man, isn't it? And I don't know if I'm the problem or if my neighbor's the problem, but here's
what's going
down.
It's your neighbor. I don't even need to hear anything. So, it's your neighbor. We're done. No, wait, what happened?
I just need some sane advice, some sage advice, whatever kind of advice. I mean, it could just be terrible advice, too. You know how I am. So I want to hear from y'all, though, because I don't know how to stop it, or I don't even know if I should stop it. My neighbor is kind of taking over my yard.
What does that mean?
Let me explain. So right before the baby was born, one day I picked up Sammy from daycare and I'd come home to find our neighbor mowing our lawn.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't unruly. It wasn't crazy. Nothing bad. Like,
he was just trying to help.
But there was nothing to help. He was just mowing our lawn because we don't have a fence and our yards can join, right? So he was just going through. He was all the way over in our yard. Not just like a little bit over the property, mm-hmm. line, like all the way. He was mowing our lawn.
Which to a man, I mean, even as a woman, I pull up, if somebody was mowing my lawn, I'd be like, back it up, that's my lawn. I like doing that.
Thank you.
Right,
thank
but go
you,
on.
Thank you.
I feel that was my immediate reaction was, get off my lawn.
But
get off
at
my
the time,
lawn.
At the time, aka like right now, we don't have a lawnmower. Our lawnmower busted, the motor blew. So though I appreciate it, the lawn did not need to be cut. It's short, it's for the season, like we're done. We're done cutting the lawn for the season, we're good, right? But I said thank you, because I was like, hey, you don't got to do that, man. Like, appreciate it. He's an OG.
I was going to say,
he's
how
retired.
Old is this guy? Retired. Okay. That's
their
what
retirement
I,
age.
I need to picture
so they're
people.
They're kicking it.
Mm-hmm. They're bored.
They're kicking it. It's not like they're at work all day.
They're
home
bored.
All day, right? And mind you, we're getting ready to have this baby. So I was like, okay, bet. Like, hey, you know what? Thank you. We appreciate it. You didn't know our lawnmower was broken, but it means a lot to us. This
Thanks.
Is a very kind gesture, even though you don't have to, right? Fast forward a couple days. Now they're in our yard raking the leaves after having cared for our lawn. And I'm going, okay. I look at my wife and I'm like, okay, now this is getting a little excessive. Like, you all up in our bushes. Like, you going to start weeding our plants? Like, what are you doing? Like, hold on. How do we go out there and say something? But we didn't. We just let it go.
Yeah.
We let it go.
Yeah, you're like, hold on.
Left it at that.
Because you just moved in. So it's even weirder because of the dynamic of they're trying to be nice neighbors, but they're annoying the hell out of you, and you want to get along with everybody, and they mean well because they're Midwest nice, but they're also annoying as hell because they're on your property and you didn't ask for help, and we are control freaks, and get off my lawn. The end. Okay, sorry, go on. speaking for DZ and Allie talk.
Now, the other day, get this, because you about to get heated, G. The other day.
What?
His family's out there picking up our leaves from our yard.
No.
Doing the whole thing, rakes and shovels and bags. I mean, they had a little conga line going, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, leaves, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, leaves. It was bananas.
Is there a possibility that they are annoyed with it, so they picked it up? Mm-hmm. I mean that because we don't care. You know, me and you, we'll do it when we do it. Is it that they're so bored that they look at your lawn and go, oh, it's making me crazy. I want to pick up their leaves, even though it's none of their business and they need to get off the lawn.
Guaranteed.
It's bugging them and they're bored. Yeah, they're just
bored. I guarantee you it is.
But it's not their business.
One of the things that I keep reverting to is, thank you. One, it's not none of your business. Two, what if I want to use my leaves as compost material or soil protectant or lawn protectant?
Anything.
What if I want in my lawn, on my property line, to keep the leaves where they are? Mm-hmm. What if I didn't want to pick them up? Some people do that. Some people actually like that.
This is so hard, though, because you don't want to start a fight with people that are trying to do something nice. This is almost an Am I the Jerk, but it's like, what should DZ do? Because his neighbors will knock it off his lawn. Literally.
And they're OGs in the neighborhood. So it's like me telling them something is like going up to grandparents and disrespecting the family. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. But at the same time, I don't want you to continue to be on my property doing things that I would like to be doing on my time. I'm not being appreciative, but I'm being direct when I say I don't like people doing that stuff for me. How do you get them to stop without being mean when me and my wife have already gone out and asked them that or told them, hey, you don't got to do that. Please don't. And they're like, no.
You've come to the right place. Fine. We're here to be petitious. You've come to the right place, okay?
Where my petty people at?
We're here. 414. We're here.
No, I need good advice too, though. For real. Like, 414. Do I just let it go? What?
No, we're going to be petitious. 533-1037. Make sure you dial 414. And we are going to talk about how to deal with the people who are trying to be nice, but driving DZ crazy. I can't believe I'm this passionate about lawn care. This is when you know you're getting older, DZ. Get
guaranteed.
Off my lawn. You ready, DZ? I think I'm ready. Okay, here we go.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem presented was DZ's neighbors are trying to be helpful, but they're annoying him.
Man, is it really helpful, though? Is it? When you don't like something like that, like, is it helpful?
It's annoying.
Even though it is nice?
It's like somebody coming in your house and trying to clean it for you when you didn't ask. And you're like, I know you're trying to help right now, but you're on my lawn and you're annoying me. Please stop.
You're stressing me out. Please stop.
You're not helping. You're stressing. That's a great way to present it, possibly. Possibly.
Because, Jeef, swear, when I saw that my neighbor was all up in my yard grabbing up all of my leaves, like, I almost dove just to avoid eye contact. They were this close to my window. I was like, hey, yo, what had I been just fresh out the shower and you're just up here just all up in my space, man?
And in Bayview, the houses are really close together, so they are up on your window, probably. You're like, oh, hi, friend. Evan's in Hales Corners, our boy. Evan, good morning.
good morning. How are you two?
Well, DZ's been better.
just to keep it a buck with you, fam, for real.
DZ, I'm going to be petty like Allie's saying. You know what? What you got to do is this. You got to intentionally let them see you in underdress. Or because they won't want to come back. You know what I mean? Just walk down and have the strobe open next to the window. Let them.
Evan, come on.
Yeah, Evan said, let them see the thug life, big dog. Do what you got to do.
I forgot about the thug life tattoo on your ass.
DZ's no, but that's serious, though. The leaves. the leaves are a valued ecosystem for things like fireflies. Their larvae live in there through the winter.
That's what I said when I left them on the ground. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, all the larvae.
Another thing you could do, I had a crazy idea as well. Go over there and trim some of their hedges into the shape you like a nice eggplant-shaped bush or, you know.
I got
this. This guy.
Just say less. I'll be over.
Evan's our people, man. I love this man's ideas.
Did you just say you need an artist to make it in the shape of something inappropriate? Allie's on her way.
Oh, Allie, you're an artist. Okay.
Allie's all of a sudden a landscaper.
I've seen a few. I can design one. Okay, Evan.
Eggplants.
I've seen a ton. I love eggplant. All right. Thank you for calling, Evan. Have a great day.
Appreciate you, fam.
All right. Next
Dog.
Up.
All right.
What?
So hold on. Because Erin, my wife, she brought up a good point.
What?
She said, what if, because y'all know we just bought this house a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what if they had been doing this for the previous owners?
Agreed.
The previous owners were really old, like really old. So they're like, what if they had been doing the lawn care for the previous owners?
Yes.
And then they're just continuing on.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, well, we're not the previous owners.
They're
Thank you.
Bored. They're retired. They're old. They probably need stuff to do. They have nothing else to look at. And so hence they're now in your yard. But let's go to Bella in Kenosha this morning. Let me get her theme song pulled up because it's been a minute. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning.
Hey, hey,
it's better than y'all. DZ.
What up?
Come on. You don't want to be petitious? Come on.
I do.
Come on.
But count your blessings.
No, okay. No, I'm listening. Talk to me. For real.
We sound
ungrateful. For right now, right? Because you got a lot going on. You just moved in. You got the baby, the cat. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on. But then when the spring comes, you get out there first.
Yes. Okay, hold
on.
Bella's got a point. Right now, the house is new to you. It's your space. She's saying, let's flip the perspective and let's go, hold on. They stopped doing it and now you got to go out there. You're going to be mad. All of a sudden, the yard's calling one day and you're going to be like, ugh, I don't want to deal with this.
Where's my neighbor's at?
The grass is always greener. Right. That's what I'm getting at. Like, we're doing it ourselves. We're complaining. Yet if he wasn't there, we'd be like, damn, I wish I had somebody to help this week with the lawn because I got two littles, right?
Because I got too much to do right now. Mm-hmm. See, y'all, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying. And not that I'm trying to rebuttal, but it's like when you're fresh into a place, when you buy your first home, it's not that you're overprotective of your space, but you're like, okay, I know this is the property line.
Yeah.
And I'll take care of my stuff. Like, I feel like, am I not doing it fast enough for you? Am I disrespecting the ethic and the codes of the neighborhood or something?
Wait,
like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you're getting offended too. And I see it now.
Of course I'm getting offended too.
In hindsight, he's stepping on another man's lawn.
Well, and he's probably stepping on a dog pooper too because I hadn't been out there in a couple days to pick him up.
Well, then
so
ask,
that's what I also feel bad. Because I'm like,
maybe he did that too.
You should send him a letter.
No, he definitely ain't do that. I'll tell you that.
We are so grateful for you, but the only thing we actually need help with is picking up the dog poop. So we appreciate that. Otherwise, we're good. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
I just say just talk to him about it. You know, be gracious about it. But then in the moment right now, so do you really want to be doing that right now?
No.
You know what I mean?
But he doesn't want anybody on his lawn either, Bella. So here we are.
I don't know. I was that way when I first moved in, but I've been in my house 17 years, and me and the neighbors used to have this thing like, who's going to get to the snow first?
Yeah, no, screw
that. And then eventually I was like, hey, do you want to... You can keep going if you want.
Listen, I
live on the corner now.
You win.
Bella,
you win.
We were at the Grafton Parade on Saturday, and I was just telling DZ and Mark Baden from WISN this story because he plays golf with my neighbor, Powder, my crazy neighbor, Randy. And
I
said, Randy loves to give me the middle finger when I'm picking up leaves because I wait weeks and weeks and weeks to do it. But again, like Bella, I'm like, I don't care. I don't know. Take my leaves. I'll get to it when I get to it. So it's because it's new. I think. All right, Bella. We got to get to the next caller. Thank
y'all.
We appreciate you, Bella.
I know y'all, you don't love a shout out, but today is my niece and Malia's birthday, the ones y'all met at the fair.
Aw, see, look at her guilting me into a shout out.
Yeah.
Of course, it's for the kids. It's for the kids.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, y'all.
Shout out, Malia. Appreciate you, Bella. Thank you. Thank you. I sure hope so.
Last but not least, Miko's calling. Miko, good morning.
Hey.
Familia, how's it going? First of all, DZ, congrats on the baby boy.
Gracias, Papa. Appreciate you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, getting to this lawn thing. All right, first of all, your house.
Now, back to business.
Where were we?
Yep. Your house, your lawn, dude, just got to move off. I mean, I get it. It's like, I like to mow my lawn a certain way. I like to do what I do a certain way.
Yep.
I'm ding, OCD, ding, ding, ding. But that's me.
Yep.
And it's like, if he did it, if he was doing it prior, love your wife, Erin, by the way, but you can also say, you know what, if he was doing this prior, that was the prior people, that's not us. They've never asked us if they could do it. We don't want them to do it. I need this time to get away from you and the baby, maybe, for like an hour, go outside and decompress. It's like, no.
I like your advice. He's saying, go over there and say, this is not you. I'm not the old guy. I'm the new guy.
I'm the new guy. You should be letting me help you. I should be coming over to help you rake your leaves and do your stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, so let me tell y'all what I was planning.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I was personally planning on doing.
Oh.
Because I'm about to say the S word, okay? It's going to snow soon.
Oh, gee. Well, it already did. You know?
No, but I'm talking about the big snow, like the snow, right? I wake up too early. I wake up way too early for them to play with me.
Oh, it's
so
on.
So guess who's about to be on point?
I'm
going to be getting the sidewalk. I'm going to be getting the door walked. I'm going to dust off your mailbox. Your car's going to be cleaned off.
You're going to be cleaning off the roof of their house, aren't you? You're going to be on the roof.
3 a.m. with a little broom. Just call me the chimney sweep. Me and that mug like Tiny Tim, boy.
What, Miko? What?
It's even better.
What?
It's even better. Take the snow blower out and just do a path, but leave like a wall of snow in between the property lines.
Oh, come
Maybe
on.
Maybe it'll get the fact that don't come this way.
Now we're starting neighbor wars. Welcome to
Hold on. Hold on. Went from, Allie?
No. We just went from Midwest nice to crazy. We got as petitious as we could get with this one, didn't we?
I was going to say, you're the one that said be petitious. Look at you.
Right.
Miko pulled up for you.
You know what? Build the damn snow wall. Build the wall. DZ, I don't normally ask for snow, but it's very relevant for today's favorite things. Very relevant. It actually it goes with the season. Welcome, everybody, to a new edition of Allie's Favorite Things, stolen from Oprah Winfrey herself. You hear me, Oprah?
Borrowed.
The only difference is I don't have cars to give you, but I got good stuff. I've got.
You'll get a good.
Maybe if we do it for enough years in a row, it'll turn into a car one day.
One of you gets a car,
would
okay? One of you
gets all
your. Not everybody. One of you, maybe.
So this is how it works. Every day around 7:25, I tell the listeners in DZ some of my favorite things for the holidays, and then we talk about them, and I give you a chance to win all of them. You can.
This is exciting.
1037kissfm.com. When you have a free moment, go to our website and you can register, enter to win all of these for the whole week. Yesterday we had some good ones, but today. DZ, I am obsessed with this thing, and this is no joke. The man plow shovel. This is on my favorite things every year.
Wait, what?
My neighbor was using this one year. My neighbor Andrew.
I know what you're talking about.
Shout out Andrew, my neighbor. He was using this shovel, and it was huge, and it was like sweeping the whole driveway quickly. And I said, "What the hell is that?" And he said, "It's a man plow." And I said, "Excuse me? Say less." I ordered one. I'm obsessed. And now I'm doing ads for them because I love it. That it's so good, DZ. I love this thing.
So good. I endorse it.
I got three of them. I got three. And two.
You got three?
And two are pink and they're woman plows for breast cancer. Thank you. They do that occasionally. They have a.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the limited release series.
The limited edition.
People, of course. And of course, they sell out every time.
Yep.
People are like, a pink shovel? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I just wanted to go off about the man plow for a second because I'm obsessed with that thing. Manplow.com. We're throwing in today one Pro 42 with power U handle and grab bar shovel. That's getting thrown in to the package. And then here's the other favorite thing for today, a 4-session package to Perspire Sauna Studios in Brookfield where you can detox, burn away away the holiday calories, relax, rejuvenate all the holiday stress. This is good stuff. You can go visit PerspireSaunaStudio.com today for your wellness boost. So, DZ, this is everything in one big prize package so far, and we're going to add on every day this week, and you can win all of them at the end of the week. So, up for grabs this week, a $150 gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee, a $250 gift certificate to Camp Bow Wow, and then the two I just told you about, the Man Plow Shovel and the four-session package to Perspire Sauna Studios. All of that up for grabs at 1037kissfm.com. You just enter to win, and you can enter to win every day, every single day.
You know
day.
What's so fire? You know what's so fire about what? This is the fact that in my head, like, not to be misogynistic here, but
tell me what?
When you go Allie's favorite things, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a lot of stuff for the ladies. Nah. You know what I mean? Like a lot of things that's gonna plug our rocks and our backbones. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to y'all, but man, I want stuff too. No,
and
all
you know
of
what?
This stuff has
Good.
Been. Stuff that I want.
You know why? Because I'm the head of my household, man. And I have
That's what
tools.
I'm talking about.
I got tools. I got shovels. I got all of it. And I got hair dryers. So I can talk about both. You want to talk about?
Allie said, I got tools, shovels, hand tools, potatoes, tomatoes.
You name it. Makeup, hair dryers, screwdrivers, drills.
Chainsaws, ladders that DZ borrowed for months on end.
Dresses, you name it. Dresses and heels and blush.
And man plows? And the shovel too? You name it!
Oh, I love the holidays. And by the way, if you win these, you can also just give them. They can be gifts for other people. So you're welcome.
Yo,
1037kissfm.com. Wait till you find out what they are tomorrow. I like to keep you waiting. Go enter to win those. And Am I the Jerk is next. Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm out of breath.
You was running, huh?
I ran to get coffee during that song, and I'm back. Okay.
Honestly, you're a track star. She's out right now. She's a track star. You made it.
Whew. Ready to go. DZ, today's Am I the Jerk comes from somebody I met. And I don't even want to say, I shouldn't, I'm afraid to give them away.
Okay, yeah, no,
Should
no, no,
I say
no.
where I met them, or is that too? They don't want people to know it's them.
Then definitely don't say where you met them. As a matter of fact, we're going to put them in the Kissmas Protection Fair. Program.
I was doing something where I ended up meeting someone that I talked to for over an hour one day.
I was at a thing doing a place with a person.
I was at a thing, and then I met this woman, okay? This is crazy, this whole story. She starts telling me how she has a grown daughter. And this grown daughter has been in a relationship for 9 years with a married man. Hold on.
Oh.
To which I turned and looked at her and went, excuse me? What are you getting at? She said, my daughter has been in a relationship with a married man for 9 years. He comes to all of our family functions. He always has. We all know him. He still lives with his wife. For years, he's been saying he's getting a divorce, yet no paperwork's ever been filed. And she's been with this guy and brought him. He comes to the family functions and talks to everybody, and everybody knows. And she goes, she looks at me and she says, Allie, I don't want to host this guy anymore. For 9 years, he says he's leaving his wife and he's still with her. And we're all just here acting like this is normal. She said, I don't want to host him. I don't want my daughter's boyfriend at my house for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, ick. She goes, but he knows everybody. He's one of
been
our
around
family.
For 9 years,
he's part of
dog?
Our family, yet he's got a wife.
He's part of the family.
For years been saying, oh, my marriage is over. I'm leaving her. We're leaving each other. We're unhappy. You know, the classic affair lines that people all say. But yet he goes home. To his, it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So you know these people, right? You met them at a place doing a thing. That's right. You don't know them. You met them.
I met the mother, and we will call her Christy.
Okay.
I met Christy, and she wants to know if she's the jerk, if she refuses to host her daughter's boyfriend of 9 years for the holidays. Because they're coming to a place now where they're going, okay, like, we've let him in, but at this point, I think it's obvious the guy's married. And the weirdest part is, where's his wife when he goes to all their family Nobody really knows.
I was going to say, question. Like,
so many questions.
How do we know they're not separated? Because if he's at all these holidays, what is she, what's going on over there that she's not doing holidays with her husband.
What is going on there? Well,
like, I got questions.
Is she going as long as you come home? Like, I guess we'll just live
together. Hey, listen. And I'm not speaking on nobody's situation, but some people just make it work. However, it could be a scenario.
She feels like she's shouldn't be supporting this. Yet her daughter wants her to support this. Isn't this so strange?
I mean, it's a moral dilemma.
It is.
Here we are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Per usual, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Should Christy host her daughter's boyfriend of 9 years, who still to this day lives with a wife and is legally married to her?
Bruh, it's been 9 years. How do we know they're not actually separated and just unfortunately can't separate completely yet?
I think it sounds
it's a process,
ain't it? What do you mean, can't 9 years?
Like, legally can't separate. They're still married, but they have to live under the same roof. It's more like a friend situation. I don't know. I'm trying to theorize. You know me.
No,
I'm a skeptic.
That's fair. But then,
Hear me out. Let me just throw a scenario at you.
Yeah.
They are separated, just not legally separated. I bet you there's somebody out there like, that's me. Legally separated, had to live with their significant other, or AKA estranged or separated husband or wife for years on end because of financial situations or whatever dependency, whatever need, who knows what. Now, all of a sudden, they're in a committed relationship
with somebody
else. 9 years passes, you get complacent and you're like, well, we're not getting divorced yet.
Okay.
We still got kids,
so
whatever.
Say that's the
I got my girlfriend, right?
Hold on, though. So let's say that
this is wild.
Let's say that is the scenario. As the mom, she's still hosting a guy who lives with his wife, separated or not. And he's coming to their family functions with her daughter. I'd be like, yo, you're not good enough for my daughter. Get a divorce or get out. At some point, I would stop hosting the guy too.
There's other kids in that family that might call that man uncle or aunt. After 9 years, he's a part of the family. You can't do that. You're about to excommunicate somebody that you've been with for 9 years.
See why it's
messy? That's kind of bogus.
No.
You're getting messy at the end. You should have done this on the front end.
I agree.
Not on year 9. Would you want to cut it off before it gets into double digits?
DZ, this is divorce. I mean, people get cut off all the time from people they've known for years. This is divorce at its best.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks.
You're right.
We're going to talk to the listeners next. 414-533-1037. Is Christy a jerk if she doesn't host her daughter's boyfriend of 9 years who still lives with his wife?
Sheesh.
This is a real story somebody told me the other day at the Knot Hair Salon, okay?
3.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, to recap this very, very crazy story.
Yeah.
I was meeting someone somewhere who informed me that she doesn't want to host. She doesn't want to host her daughter's boyfriend of 9 years because he still lives with his wife. They've been waiting for this divorce to happen, and 9 years later, the guy's just still coming around like the normal boyfriend, yet he still lives with the wife. This is the weirdest story ever.
Oh, yes.
So is Christy a jerk today if she refuses to host her daughter's boyfriend? Let's start with Tanya in Kenosha this morning. Let me pull up her theme song. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey!
Hey, girl.
Morning.
That's right. Good morning.
This is the craziest story ever that someone... this is a real story. I met this woman. Is she a jerk if she doesn't host her daughter's boyfriend?
So I'm going to go with yes. She is a jerk.
Oh, go on.
So I'm thinking, 9 years, mom needed to put her foot down a long time ago. Otherwise, all she's doing is pushing away her own daughter. Because if she tells him he can't come, do you really think daughter's going to want to come? I think you have to let daughter live her life and either accept it or not. Mm. It's kind of daughter's choice, not yours.
Right, but you don't want your daughter treated like that. That's the problem.
I agree, but at this point, 9 years, you should have said something 8 ago.
Fair enough.
Ooh,
I
feel that.
Honestly, that's true. As a parent, I would be like, a year in, I'd say, are we divorced yet? I'd be on CCAP. Nope, no divorce yet. We haven't even filed. But here he is at Christmas again.
That's when you put your foot down. It's like, do you let your kid do something wrong once Sure. What happens when they continue to do it wrong? You put your foot down.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wish we knew how old they were too, because honestly, I feel like that plays something into it too. You know what I mean? I don't know if it does for y'all.
I know how old they are. They're in their 20s. I already know this. Yeah. At least because Ooh. Hello,
so
9 years.
If they're in their 20s, yeah, then if you assume at least 18. So now at least 7 or 8.
They're high 20s. Right. They're high 20s. Yeah,
okay.
This is enough time that if he was married for that long, you could have put your foot down by now. No way.
Yeah.
He's not trying to get divorced. No way.
Nope. I agree. Nope. I agree. Because he doesn't have to. And that's what I told the mom when I talked to Christy. I said, why would he divorce his wife? He doesn't have to. He's going home and then he's coming to Christmas dinner with you guys and then he's with his girlfriend and then he's going back to, he doesn't have to make a choice.
Unfortunately, that's not mom's decision to decide if he's coming to dinner this point. A long time ago,
Touche. Thank you for calling, Tanya.
He's living his best life. Bye, Tanya. Thank you, Wepa.
Bye, Tanya. Bye. All right, Bye. Next up is our boy. You know who it is. Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, good morning.
What's the word? Okay, so is Christy a jerk if she refuses to host her daughter's boyfriend, who, by the way, still lives with his wife? This is the strangest story ever, but it's real.
First off, I want to say welcome back, DZ. Congratulations on that beautiful bundle of joy you got there, man. It's a joy being a father.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Prayer hand emojis up. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, fam.
All right. Let's get back to this dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
This is one way to put it.
Just when you think you're messed up, listen to Am I the Jerk on a daily basis. Woof,
boy.
Listen, I can go either way with the mom, right? And Tanya, I respect your point of view, but you off. I mean, it's not the mom's responsibility to coexist in that relationship or to allow that to happen. She put her foot down. That's her house. So, no, don't come. And whatever decision you decide after that, that's on you. But there's some moral dilemmas, as you were saying, DZ, and there's some ethical stuff that's going on that you raised your child that way to accept. A person 9 years later that's still married. Come on now,
there's
some self-esteem. There's some things that's going on in that relationship. She needs to have a crucial conversation with her daughter and say, look, this is not the way this is supposed to be. Like, I can't tell you what
going deep.
You're a grown woman. However, think about the repercussions that can come down the line. We don't know if they have children. We don't know what's going on in that relationship. Like, you're building this false sense of codependency and relationship, and there's nobody there to tell you that is wrong 9 years later.
Yeah, it's interesting. I will agree, as much as I don't want to own this when my own kids do it, a lot of our relationships are because of the relationships we saw, whether we realize it or not. I mean, not everybody, but it's interesting how you model dynamics, right? If there's whatever the power dynamics are or anything like that, you know? So I get that.
Mm.
I get that. But he went for Christy, the mom. He said it's the mom's fault that the girl got in the relationship to begin with.
My man Santino for the jugular with all of the right points, though. Can you disagree with literally anything you said? Because I can't.
No.
I really can't.
I don't want to blame the parent because one day my kids are going to be doing stupid stuff and I got to take it.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I mean, boys like to emulate their dads. Girls like to emulate their moms. So there's something that she's seen that drawed her to where she's at.
Ooh.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That part. If you needed to say anything else.
All right.
So Dr. T is out.
Yeah, we got to go. Is the mom's the jerk or the mom's not the jerk?
She's not the jerk. It can go either way, but I'm going not the jerk.
Right, not the jerk, right.
Good. All right. Thank you for calling, Santino. Bye.
Appreciate you.
Our third caller, we lost Liz in Cudahy. I don't know what happened to her. I'm so sorry, Liz. I don't know where you went or what happened to you, but we've been on a tangent for long enough with Am I the Jerk because I don't know the answer. And it sounds like the listeners are all over.
It's back and forth.
On literally, the
texts. Somebody said, somebody really brought in a different perspective and was like, yo, I bet the wife has a job where she works holidays, probably doesn't even know what's going on.
I see the text now that says, invite the wife. Yes! And because if you're going to be one happy family, if he actually leaves his wife, you're going to have, now you're going to have, yeah, how do you, this whole, I have so, I have more questions.
How do we know they even know who the wife is? I mean, this is such a reckless scenario, and people be wanting to include themselves in other people's messes and dramas and just lives all the time.
No.
The best advice I can give you is definitely stay out of that realm. But
I wouldn't invite him, but do you, boo.
No, man,
all right.
No.
Coming up next, we have got a $100 gift card to Burger King. Every
Ooh,
single
for
day.
Me?
No, for our listeners or someone that wants to gift it to somebody because, hello, it's next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. I just dropped a bomb on DZ. I don't know when I'm going to tell this story, but I am going to tell the story of who reached out to me to set me up on a date. You can't make this up. It's not today.
Well.
I'm not ready.
All I'm going to say is well.
It's a story. And when I told DZ, his jaw fell to the ground. I said, guess who DM'd me and said, I want to set you up with my ex. You can't even.
Wow.
You guys, it's good. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Tease. I'm like, I'm going to tell the story.
I ain't telling you.
I am going to
tell
him. Maybe we'll do it for Dumpster Fire Dating on Friday.
Ooh, I like that.
No. Buddy. I will tell you the story because that's what happened. Somebody reached out and asked me if I would go out on a date with their ex, and I've never been approached about something like that. So,
oh my Lanta.
We'll talk about that for sure on the show.
Another day. We have
to give away a Burger King gift card right now. 414-533-1037. It's a $100 gift card, DZ.
Ooh, I mean, that gets you a lot of BK, okay?
Mm-hmm. And what I like, and it's all your way.
Ooh, about to rhyme all day. Hey.
Don't try to play.
Hey, we here to stay. Hey.
You better ask somebody or you're going to pay.
Hey, get out the way.
I love it. Okay. So, caller, what number? Pick a number, DZ. I don't know.
I mean, come on now. 33. Pick a number.
33. That's the number. $100 gift card for you, or maybe it's going to be something you gift this holidays. That's what I love about giving stuff away around the holidays. You can keep it for yourself or gift it to somebody, right?
This is the best part.
So, caller number 33, 414-533-1037. You're getting a $100 gift card to Burger King. Good luck. That'll buy you a lot of Whoppers. Kiss that bad. Have it your way. Any day. At Burger King, 103.7 KISS FM.
Don't have me start rapping again.
There's nothing better than when you go to grab lunch or dinner and you're like, oh, I forgot I got a gift card. Yes. So that's what we're doing.
That is clutch.
You know what I'm talking about. $100 gift card. Sasha's on the phone this morning in Milwaukee. Well, she said she's on the border of Milwaukee and Tosa outside of Longfellow Middle School. Good morning, Sasha.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Morning. What you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Good. We just hanging out.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Driving the boys to school, running a little late this morning, but we made it.
All right. You know, we just hugs at home. Ooh. Just tell them to get out of the car. We don't stop. We don't say bye. Hugs at home. We'll see you later.
Literally, just pop out.
I like how you cut yourself. You said, get the
going.
It's you at home.
No, I get in the car line every day after
school. Mwah. Kisses out the window, baby. Mwah.
No matter how many months into school we are, there's still people that stop and get out of the damn car. No matter how many months in, DZ. We're going to be in May, and there's still going to be parents getting out of the car at the car line thinking their kid can't do it themselves.
Oh,
what? Well, right now, we're the ones holding Sasha up. You know what I'm saying?
She's the one in the car line getting held up
because we got
$100 gift card.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's right. Hey.
You know what, Sasha? I was busy complaining about the car line. Don't mind. Parents can relate.
Right.
We do, right?
Parents know. Sasha.
But to make it better, we got a $100 gift card to BK.
Woo! So you can feed yourself and the boys, or don't tell anyone and feed yourself and have a great day with it. Hold on, Sasha.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good one, you guys.
You too. Hold on, girl.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So DZ, a lot of people are giving Jennifer Lawrence heat, saying that she had work done, and she's clapping back saying, no, I started when I was 19, and now I'm 30, and I had a baby, and I lost the baby weight, and my face is changing. She also claims that she started wearing makeup and that that's been a big part of the change of why she looks different. I don't think she looks that different. I watched the movie, the No Hard Feelings movie. I don't know if it's on Netflix or whatever. I watched it.
Oh, she one of the new ones that came out?
Yeah, she's in a new movie. She looked the same, but I don't know. I'm not putting her face next to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And I feel like I see a picture that people are probably using to anchor to the thought. There's like, oh, she had plastic surgery. And what it looks like to me, the guy that knows zero to nothing about makeup,
yeah,
it's the contouring.
But that
the way
is the thing.
Contouring her nose. You know what I mean? Because she's making her nose look thinner.
You can take an average girl and make her a baddie with contouring makeup. We've seen it over and over. That's what Instagram is. It's women with contoured makeup looking like baddies. And then you go home and you're like, hold on, sister. That's why we joke about it being fake, right? Social media at the end of the day. Because there's so many filters and makeup and all this. And just be happy, whatever makes you happy. But I don't know. I think it's makeup. And that's what Jennifer Lawrence, she's saying that she's wearing makeup and she never used to before. Because she's always been that kind of simple girl.
True. Oh, okay. Yeah. She's never been like extravagant, flashy.
No.
The type to like pop out and like dead diamonds and go crazy.
Even when she is, she's got that tomboy essence. Like she can be in a dress and heels and you're still, because she's still kind of like with the dudes. Do you know what I mean? That's just Jennifer Lawrence.
She's Katniss, bro. She does the...
You're right. Oh my God, the Hunger Games.
You picture her with a bow and arrow all the time.
Such a great... Dude, if you haven't watched the Hunger Games, I know it's old, but go back.
They got the new one.
I need to go back and watch the old ones though. And then do
one. They're pumping them heavy.
So good. Yeah. Well, Jennifer Lawrence says no surgery here. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Lots of stuff happening on this show. Not only do you have your chance to win all of my favorite things each week at 103.7KissFM.com. You can win John Mulaney tickets as well on our website, or you can be here to win Travis Scott tickets before 8:40 because he's coming to Fiserv in January.
Boom. Look at that.
All right. Coming up next, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. What's going on?
What's going on? I wanted to discuss with you something very close to my heart, DZ, which is my go-to reason to cancel.
Some near and dear to your spirit.
Do you have one of these? Because I'm really good at it now. I'm really good at deflecting when I decide. Because you know how it is. You start out in the morning and you make plans. And you're like, I'm in the mood. I've got a lot of energy. I feel like doing something later. And then the day passes and then it's nighttime. And you're like, what was I thinking when I agreed to that this morning? What? Why?
Why?
I have no interest. Dumb. I don't want to leave
or
my house.
Or last week or last month. I don't care how long ago or how recent ago it was. I'm usually like, dang it.
It's dark out. Might as well be in the house till it's light out again. That's it. 5 p.m. I'm gone. I can't go out anymore.
Done. I'm done, son.
But I have a go-to reason to cancel and I abuse it. And I have no shame in my game. And do you know what it is?
What is it?
My kids. All the time. Now, I'm not saying it's not a real reason, but it's the easiest pawn in my book is to play the kids. Yeah. To be like, you know what? I forgot the kids are here. Shoot. And I just
shoot.
Darn it.
Dang it.
And
darn it.
They're like, bring the kids. I'm like, oh, shoot. Hudson doesn't feel good. Darn it.
Dang it. Yeah, it's an inside day for them today.
They're tired.
It's not going to work. We're tired. You're the one that I'm trying to go do that.
I'm the one in bed. I'm the one.
Snaps on that.
Seriously, snaps. I'm the one sleeping. Snaps. They're like, no, Mom, are we going to do something? No.
You know when it's the best, though?
What?
In my case, like, I can only speak to this because mine ain't as adult as yours over there.
Yeah.
But when they're napless and you could be like, they ain't had a nap. We can't do that.
Dude,
we
nap?
We can't go.
Nap is the best way to get rid of people.
It's the best.
Because you're like, nope, can't do it. It's nap time. Well, now, it gets annoying when you do want to do stuff and that becomes the problem. But when it's the excuse, it's go time.
gold. Oh, yeah. And it's never not true. Because when he doesn't nap, it's a problem. So mm-hmm. we usually try to keep a nice mm-hmm. little consistent schedule for Papito to sleep, for Sammy. And now that we got Danny in the books, he's obviously going to be needing a regular nap time, too, because we're trying yep. to keep them as consistent of sleepers as possible.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
So that's a go-to. You know what nap my go-to time. Is, though?
What?
No, well,
Besides nap time, what?
I mean, well, the nap time one is a good one. But my go-to, though?
Your go-to reason to cancel, what?
You know, if I say this, if me and my wife use this as an excuse, mm-hmm. we're capping. If we put it on our three-legged cat, it's a lie. We just don't want to go.
Oh, the pets.
We just don't want to go. I'm going to tell you straight
up. The pets are a good excuse, too. Can't
the
leave.
The dogs, they're a different story. Sometimes we do got to limit our time with the pets, right?
Yeah.
But if we ever blame it specifically on the cat, that's cap. That's cap cat. That's cat cat.
Can I just add something, by the way? When me and the boys, Owen and Hudson, came over on Sunday to meet baby Danison, I thought it was so funny because they don't know the story about the three-legged cat that you had to have the cat's arm amputated because we talked about this on the air.
What happened.
They don't know the story. They weren't listening to the show, and we never talked about it.
I just assumed they knew. Dang
but
it.
My favorite thing was out of nowhere, Owen's like, is that a three-legged cat? I'm like, yeah, what of it? So we were just like, yeah, and?
I was just like, yeah, duh. Don't you listen to Allie and DZ?
They didn't know the story. Jeez. And if you don't tell them, somebody walks in, your cat's got three legs. Everyone's like, what just happened? We were here 2 weeks ago. The cat had four legs. Like, what?
What's
going on? Okay, so pets is a good one. Yep, nap yep. time is an even better one.
That is a good one.
And I just use my kids in general for a go-to excuse. We're going to take yours next. 414-533-1037. We want to know, what is your go-to reason to cancel? Because we all have them, you know. You had a lot of energy.
You ain't trying to hang out with the homies. What do you say?
It sounded so fun in the morning when I was full of hope, didn't it?
Yeah, not so much now, huh?
Talk to you next. My go-to reason to cancel. My kids, every time, DZ. Every time. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. This is what we're talking about. DZ uses nap time, which is glorious. You're lucky. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing and a curse, nap time.
Right, because when you do want to be somewhere and they mm-hmm. haven't napped, it sucks. But it's nice when it's like, nah, can't do it. They ain't napped. They're going to be bad because you know they are. They're going to be bad when they haven't napped.
Ding, ding, ding. Brittany's in Waukesha this morning. Brittany, thank you for being brave and going on the air and telling everyone your go-to reason to cancel.
Yeah. It's not bad. Okay, so first and foremost, the kid thing is absolutely the winner.
Yes.
Because that's... Nobody can fight that.
Nobody can say anything. Yeah.
Right.
Not a thing. Not a thing. And you're right, DZ. If it's nap time, it's nap time, whether you want it to be or not.
Yeah.
So, but with that said, I use my migraines because I'm a migraine sufferer.
Yep.
And, I do get them off, and it is a real excuse, but sometimes it's just like, migraine, you know? Like,
listen, there's a lot of married women who know about the migraines. Especially late at night.
Oh, boo, bah, humbug.
My daughter's awake. My head hurts.
Oh, wow. No, that is a good one, though. Headaches?
It is. But I've noticed the older we get, the more people understand, and I've said with my friends lately, like, hey, y'all, it's me. I'm done. I'm the problem. It's me. Good night.
I don't want to do anything.
For the most part, mm-hmm. good. Like, now that we're in our upper 30s, they're like, okay, yeah, I get that. Just have a good night.
Yeah, because as you get older, you realize you don't want to do anything either. You want to be left the hell alone, too. And you're like, you know what? Touche.
And
they canceled right when I was going to cancel. Great.
Nowadays, too, and then like, when they it's cancel, a great time.
Yeah, and when they cancel, you could be the big one and be like, oh, it's all good. But in reality, you're like, F yes, man, now I can watch myself.
With the right people, isn't it refreshing to be like, hey, dog, I'm just good.
Yep.
I'm out. I don't want to. Not today.
Yep. Nah, I don't care.
We just want to kick it. Mm-hmm. We just want to kick it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely.
I get it. Brittany, thank you so much for calling and being brave.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye. Hope your migraine
you too,
gets better.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The lights later.
Day two for her. Stephanie's calling from Cedarburg. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
You almost got a theme song.
Day two.
Three more days? Three more days, girl?
I got my song picked, so I'm calling tomorrow.
Ooh, we like it. Okay,
let's go.
What's your go-to reason to cancel?
Okay, so I'm kind of dying because my go-to is my kids also.
Yep.
Until a few weeks ago when my girlfriend finally called me out, she said, Stephanie, your kids are adults now. So I was like, you know,
somebody texted that in and said
Stephanie, your kids are 30. Farm animals. So now I say my pigs. I need to take care of my animals.
That's a good one. Somebody texted that in. Same thing.
They use their kids,
but they're adults now, and so their friends caught on and they know better. That's funny.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I can't use the kids anymore. But nope. So I'm on here. I'm going to listen and see what everyone else is using now for excuses.
All right. Well, I got one for you. Anna in Milwaukee, our girl, texted in and says, I still use the I think I have COVID excuse. That's another one you could use nowadays. And nobody says a thing.
They're like, okay,
stay home. Okay, bye.
I'm feeling sick. Might be contagious. Bruh, somebody bogus. They said, use my significant other. I tell them they're not having a good day.
Oh!
Ooh, why you gonna do that?
You know what, though? Let me say something about the sickness. I gotta point this out. I had strep throat last week. I'm still on antibiotics, but this is so funny because I was mad the antibiotics made me non-contagious in 24 hours because I had to go back to doing things. Do you know we talk about wanting to be sick? I'm like, damn it. Fine.
You never want to be sick until you're sick, and then you're like, perfect excuse to not do nothing.
Exactly. All right, we're going to see what else everybody else has to say. Thanks, Stephanie.
All right, have a good day, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Day three.
Last but not least, let's go to one of our regulars. Good morning, Julie in Oak Creek.
Good morning.
Morning, Julie. Hey.
What's your go-to reason to cancel, Julie?
So I have two, depending on the situation. Because my kids are also adults, so Allie, that's only going to work for so long.
Dang it.
But
well, I was saying they're at the age now where they can be left alone, and I do leave them alone, but I still use it as an excuse to not go places, not go on dates, not go, like, if they're with me, I go, nope, can't do it, my kids are here, which is a total lie.
Yep, shrug, yep. Can't
they're
do it.
They're fine, but they're here, I can't, sorry. Go on, though, Julie, what do you do?
So, depending on the situation, either I have no money, a bill came up that I totally forgot about, and now all of my fun money has gone to that, it sucks. Or
I've never used the broke one because I don't want people to know I'm broke. So I just
I'm broke, baby. I'm broke, baby. Care.
Don't call me. I'm broke,
baby. Nope. I don't care. I'm broke, baby. Can you do it?
Yep.
My funds ain't looking like that this week. Mm-mm, sorry. Yep. Nope. Nope.
Yep.
I'm on a budget. Can't do it.
All right.
And then the other excuse, if it's something like during the week or even on a Saturday, I'd be like, oh, I just got called into work. Man,
boom!
Thanks. I got a cover for somebody.
My bad.
Yeah, I can't do it, man. I got to work on the weekends now. Yeah.
Well, the problem is everybody knows when we're working. That's the damn problem. See, DZ and I don't have that luxury. They're like, "Oh, you're working."
What you talk about? I'll be working on Sunday. What you mean, man?
You do.
I don't. Yeah.
But I'll still tell people I do.
I have two different jobs. So, with the second job, nobody ever knows if I'm working or not working, so it totally works.
Same. Did you believe me that I have a second job that I don't have? Because that's my new excuse. I got a side hustle. You didn't know about that, did you?
There you go.
I didn't even think about that.
Side hustle.
I got a second job. Mm-hmm. Perfect excuses.
Boom.
To not do nothing.
You got a cover for someone.
Nope.
Nothing you can do.
Oh, man. Hey, Julie, thanks for calling. We got to get moving because we got to give away these tickets. And by the way, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. I'm going to be in Oak Creek today from 11 to 1 at our toy drive out at Blaine's Fleet and Farm. So I'll see you there if anybody wants to come out and donate presents or come buy some. We'll be there.